the heart of Shasha. Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, and welcome again, dear listeners, to a new episode of Kalam Astro. Thank you for tuning in to our amazing Kalam Astro radio talk show. I definitely appreciate all of you joining me on this cosmic journey, and I promise it's going to be an exciting and enlightening experience for all of us together tonight. Right, so in tonight's episode, we will have a stellar lineup of topics to discuss, and there is a sneak peek. I'll give you a sneak peek on what we'll be talking about. Right, so first of all, we will give you more updates about the Emirates mission to the asteroid belt. We'll dive into the latest details of this amazing mission, uncovering the mysteries and discoveries from this fascinating voyage and what's going to happen next with it. We will talk about NASA's Mars simulation program. Apparently, NASA's looking for volunteers, and I or you could be one of them who will be able to live in a simulated version of the Red Planet. We'll be talking more and more about that amazing experience. And we also have an update on solar system dwarf planets, which may potentially have oceans in them, and that'll be a very interesting one. And most importantly, we'll be talking about the snow moon, which is the full moon, which has happened yesterday and is currently going for 3 days, and it's shining brightly in the constellation Leo. Right, so dear listeners, fasten your seatbelts, stay engaged, and don't wander off. The adventure has just begun, and there's so much more cosmic wonder to explore, so stay tuned and enjoy the ride with us right here on Kalam Astro and Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuaimi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Yes, this is Kalam Astro, and once again, I must say that I'm elated to have all of you join me in this amazing space journey, always on Kalam Astro at 7 p.m. on Pulse 95. So thank you for tuning in, always, and staying with me, bearing with me, and bearing with my crazy ideas or thoughts or talk. Let's say, very, very jumpy talk about space. So, you guys, I'm trying to do my best, to be honest, because, you know, like, if you talk about space, it's not that simple. Then again, I try to do my best. Now, if you were caught up to us yesterday, we were talking about the Emirates mission to the asteroid belt, and we've talked about the preliminary design review, which is, as we mentioned, a major milestone in the mission development phase, where the design of the mission is assessed by a team of experts. Now, the experts are taking a careful observation or assessment to the design of the mission overall, and that's to ensure the alignment with the technical requirements and objectives, and they also wanted to evaluate the proposed system architecture, subsystem designs, and the integration plans to, you know, like, identify any potential risks that may happen at an early stage instead of wasting time, or let's say have the mission fly without it being assessed by the number one or top experts and stakeholders having a look at the or reviewing the mission, right? So this is a very, very huge step, tremendous step for the UAE, and this mission is holding significance, importance, let's say, to the UAE space industry. Now, the UAE Space Agency had a new update, of course, for this extraordinary voyage, or let's say mission, which is called the Emirates mission to the asteroid belt. Now, this groundbreaking mission, of course, again, it marks a significant milestone in space exploration in the UAE, because this is the first mission to tour the main belt asteroids and perform a historic landing on the final asteroid, which is called Justicia 269. Now, the new updates of this mission, we found out that it's equipped with 5 state-of-the-art science instruments, and it's geared up to unravel the mysteries of the asteroid belt like never before. And I can definitely say that this mission is not for the faint-hearted, because it takes 7 years to reach its final destination. Imagine. So it's covering a mind-boggling distance of 5 billion kilometers through the vast expanse of space, and the UAE Space Agency have revealed that very, very recently. So what makes this this mission even more fascinating, of course, it's the use of gravity. Now, this mission will use the gravity of three planets to navigate its way to Justicia, which is the final destination of that mission, which will be taking 7 years. I don't know. I wonder if I'm still alive till then. You never know. Right, so we can say this groundbreaking mission definitely promises to reshape our understanding of the cosmos, and especially when it comes from the United Arab Emirates and the UAE space industry. This is a major, huge step for the United Arab Emirates. Well, that's it for our update about the Emirates mission to the asteroid belt for now, but we have more and more to talk about, so don't go anywhere and keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95.
Keeping it local, all day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to all of the space explorers and space lovers on Kalam Astro, which is on Pulse 95, as you all know of it. Right, so we've got a space adventure like no other, because NASA is having a great announcement which is concerned, or let's say related, to the red planet Mars. Now, NASA's Mars mission simulation. Yes, you heard that correctly. There's a NASA's Mars mission simulation. Now, to break it easily, NASA's currently on the lookout for 4 brave volunteers to take part in and out of this world experience, which is living on Mars. Well, not the real planet Mars, of course, you won't be flying all the way to planet Mars, but a cool 3D printed replica of the red planet right here on Earth. So imagine spending a whole entire year in a special habitat called Mars Dune Alpha, which is, we can say, as big as a university or a school playground. And these volunteers, the 4 volunteers, let's say the 4 lucky volunteers, it could be you, it could be me, you never know. Let's sign up and see how it goes. Right, so anyway, getting back to it. These volunteers will definitely face challenges just like real astronauts on Mars. So they'll create the environment of planet Mars. So it'll be like limited resources, broken equipment, slow communications, and other spacey problems. Will you be able to do it? Will you be able to, let's say, disconnect from the beautiful blue planet, planet Earth, and go on this replica of planet Mars and spend an entire year there? And that's why NASA is specifically looking for brave volunteers. But here's the fun part of it all. There's nothing too scary about it. There is a fun part about this as well, because these volunteers will get to do spacewalks, they'll work with robots, they'll grow plants like farmers, just like farmers on Earth, and even exercise in this cool Mars simulation. So it's like playing a space explorer for real. But then, if you go in, you have to live for an entire year. There's no going back to it. So to be part of this exciting mission, you need to be a smarty pants, let's say, with a university degree in science or engineering. You have to be super healthy, you don't smoke, of course, and be between 30 years old to 55 years old. I'm in. I'm 32 years old, so I think I can join, but I don't know about that, to be honest. Right, so, and oh, you also have to be a citizen or a resident of the US, unfortunately. So then, if you're from the United Arab Emirates or you're from any other country, then you can't join this amazing mission. Now, that's the sad part of it, but definitely, again, this is exciting news from NASA. So, NASA is looking for adventurous souls who are ready for this unique and rewarding journey to help them get ready for the big Mars trip that's coming in the 2030s. Yes, human beings will visit the red planet for real in the 2030s. Very, very soon, let's say. Yeah, we're in 2024, so that'll be like in 7 years' time. Right, so if you think you've got what it takes, and if you're a US citizen, don't miss this chance to be a part of history. And probably you guys might get me in, even if I'm not a US citizen or anyone who's interested. You could, you know, like, you know, get me in your suitcase or something. Anyway, I'm just kidding. Right, so again, if you've got what it takes, don't miss this great chance. Grab your space gear and get ready for an epic adventure, we can say, with NASA's Mars mission simulation. It's amazing, though. I definitely like, or let's say I'll be very, very excited to have a look at this replica. It should be simply amazing. I wonder if they've got also sand in it. Is it like Earth sand, or is it definitely Earth sand, or is it just, you know, like artificial sand, just how it looks like in the real planet? But then again, Mars images are really weird. I mean, if I look at Mars's images, I feel like it's just like planet Earth. It's just like a desert on planet Earth. Again, yeah, I think they'll be taking sand from Earth and just, you know, create this replica and simulation for the four brave volunteers to go on this amazing mission, or Mars mission simulation. Well, the applications close on April 2nd. So if you are a hero, don't miss your shot to becoming a space hero, let's say. For now, let's go on a quick break, and we will be coming back to discuss more space news and adventures on Pulse 95.
Talk about radio.
Talk about radio.
It's Pulse 95.
Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Hello again and welcome back to Kalam Astro. Hope you've enjoyed the break. For now, let's take a journey through space to discover some fascinating secrets about two special dwarf planets in our solar system. And these dwarf planets are called Eris and Makemake. Now, these tiny dwarf planets, or worlds, let's say, might not be as famous as Pluto that you know, but they hold some incredible surprises. And this is according to the recent findings of scientists. So, let's go to the imagination world. Right, so imagine planet Eris and Makemake. Imagine them as icy mini worlds, and they're floating far away in a place called the Kuiper Belt. Now, thanks to the James Webb Space Telescope that we've talked about so many times, of course, previously in our previous episodes, which is JWST, scientists have learned something super cool about these two dwarf planets, which are called Eris and Makemake. Right, so the cool thing about them is that they might have warm, watery insides hidden beneath their icy surfaces. So there might be an ocean. Now, scientists like a man called Christopher Glayen has found clues that suggest that Eris and Makemake might have geothermal activity that keeps the liquid water oceans inside of them. So how amazing is that? So these two dwarf planets are very icy, but if you crack that ice, there's water or an ocean inside of that. Now, methane, which is a special gas, of course, and plays a big role in this mystery, is also in these two dwarf planets. And scientists have discovered that the methane is being produced deep inside the two dwarf planets. And this process needs high temperatures, just like cooking up, let's say, a tasty meal, right? So the heat to make this methane comes from hot cores inside these icy worlds. The methane then travels up to the surface through processes like outgassing or even volcanoes, let's say. This process might have even created warm, very warm oceans beneath the icy crust. So this makes the two planets, Eris and Makemake, potentially habitable places because they've got water, they've got heat, and they've got methane as well. Now, these groundbreaking discoveries are like solving a space puzzle because they could help us understand other places in our solar system, just like Saturn's moon, Titan, right? So by studying these dwarf planets, we might uncover more secrets about the cosmic wonders around us. And remember when we've talked about Kepler 42b? Remember that amazing planet which was discovered recently by scientists, and the scientists have found out that this planet is a super habitable planet which resembles planet Earth exactly, exactly. However, the days of the month might be a bit different. There'll be 32 days in a month on that planet. So these two amazing dwarf planets, Eris and Makemake, could have life in it. So basically imagine it's a planet with icy surface, but if you crack that ice, it boils with heat. So there's heat and ice at the same time with volcanoes and oceans. Simply amazing. Space is just simply amazing. I feel like every day scientists are enjoying their job when they do try to explore space. OK, because it's just amazing. Isn't the universe is just so vast? I feel like we're nothing. We are nothing compared to the universe, but we are something definitely. Yes, we are. Yeah, we are on the only habitable planet, the blue planet Earth. This is the coolest planet, we can say, because till now, this is the only planet that is confirmed to be a habitable planet. So yeah, yay to us, the blue planet, Earth, Earthlings, right. A quick break and we will be coming back. Don't go anywhere. I have amazing news about the full moon, which is currently happening now on February 24th, which was yesterday, and is running till today and tomorrow. So stay tuned to Kalam Astro and on Pulse 95.
This is Pulse 95.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro. Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. I hope you've enjoyed our music on Pulse 95. We always have amazing covers and music. I'm sure you've enjoyed the music as you looked at the stars. Well, now it's time to explore the snow moon. This is going to be a chilly tale of the February full moon. Now, amazing stargazers, I would love for all of you to learn about a special celestial event which has happened yesterday, to be honest, but we did not talk about it because we've been very, very busy talking about the UAE Space Agency's Emirates asteroid belt mission, and we've talked about the academic delegation from Austria that has visited Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology, and El Muntad Al Islami, which is the Islamic Forum in Sharjah, which has prepared a series of lectures. If you guys recall, it's called The Astronomy and Calculating Horoscopes and Their Impact on Islamic Rulings, which is running till March 2nd, you guys. I must remind you again, it's running till March 2nd. So you guys have a chance to join this amazing lecture, which is going to be also in Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. It is a must visit and a must attend lecture. They talked about amazing things and how space is related to Islam, how can Muslims determine the prayer times or the crescent phases, and then determine when is Eid, when is Ramadan. So it's very, very nice. And they also talk about the evidence of all the miracles of the Holy Quran and how they're connected to space with proof and evidence from the Holy Book. So if you guys are interested, hit the Sharjah Academy of Astronomy, Space Sciences and Technology. It is a must attend lecture. I personally want to attend it, and I've got time till March 2nd. Anyway, let's get back to our topic. So we were talking about all of these great, amazing achievements in the United Arab Emirates and in the city of Sharjah. So I didn't have the chance to talk about the amazing event, which is called the February Full Moon, the snow moon, which happened yesterday on Saturday, February 24th. Now, the night sky, of course, lit up with the second full moon of 2024. That's the second full moon. The first one was in January, and it's known as the snow moon. It's hanging out in the constellation Leo. Now, what exactly is a snow moon? Well, in North America and Europe, this is the story. So in North America and Europe, the February full moon earns the name snow moon because it shines brightly during the month of heavy snow falls. Pretty much predictable, you guys. So it's like nature's way of painting the sky with snowy glow. So the moon shines and it's full and is so beautiful. It glows and the snow is just there. I think I want to travel all the way to America and have a look at this beautiful moon. You know how much of a moony eck I am. I'm getting dreamy a bit. Okay, getting back to the topic. Right, so I've been imagining the moon with snow falling. Right, get back to the topic. Anyhow, let's see. Right, so there are other names for the February full moon. There's worm moon or the pink moon. The snow moon's name is as clear as day, of course. And it's called the snow moon because February is all about snow, as we said. So this makes it the perfect name for this chilly lunar event. But did you know that different cultures, of course, have their own names for the February full moon? In Chinese tradition, it's called the budding moon, while the Akri people call it the eagle moon. How cool is that? And each name adds a touch of magic, definitely, to the beauty of the moon in the winter sky. The moon is just simply beautiful. It's my favourite celestial body. If you know me by now, you'll know that the moon is my favourite celestial body because it reminds me of my prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Anyhow, so guess what? If you're really excited about this new moon, you guys can mark your calendars today and tomorrow also. So it was yesterday, but the full moon usually takes 3 days, so you can still witness the amazing full moon. And just to give you a heads up, the next full moon is going to be next month, March 25th, 2024. And it's going to be known as the warm moon, and it will be shining bright at 7 GMT. So keep exploring the wonders of a night sky and stay curious about the stories behind each full moon's name. Bundle up, grab some hot cocoa, and gaze up at the snow moon in all its wintry glory wherever you are, whether in UAE, in the US, in the UK, anywhere. So, right, let's celebrate the magic of the cosmos together. We still have more to explore and to talk about, so stay tuned and don't go anywhere. Do not change these amazing radio waves and keep it right here on Pulse 95.
You're listening to Pulse 95. Pulse 95. This is Pulse 95. Pulse 95.
Keeping it local. All day, every day.
This is Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
Kalam Astro.
With Ali Al-Nuemi.
On Pulse 95.
95.
Welcome back to Kalam Astro. And again, I must say this is definitely my saddest segment because this means it's a farewell and we're wrapping up Kalam Astro. I've truly, truly enjoyed my journey with you guys. We've talked a lot about so many interesting things and let's say topics. Yeah, not things, topics. So I genuinely want to thank all of you deep, deep inside of my heart. I have the most heartfelt thanks and gratitude to all of you who are joining me on this amazing journey of space on Kalam Astro. Again, I would definitely love to hear from you guys, so text us on 4215. That's our SMS text. DM us on our social media account. We have a great social media team. They'll be letting me know if you guys have texted us or DM'd us on our social media accounts, and I definitely love to hear from you guys. I really, really do enjoy reading your messages and texts about space. So if you have any thoughts, any ideas about space, anything that you would love for all of us to discuss or talk about, and if you want to appear as a guest on Kalam Astro, why not text us on 4215. Let me know if you guys would like to be hosted on Kalam Astro. We'd be more than happy to have you in, discuss and talk more about space. You probably might be able to teach me new things about space. I'd be very, very open and very happy to learn from you guys, the listeners. What do you know about space? What are the most interesting space topics that you have in mind? So again, 4215 is our SMS text number, and do DM us on our Instagram account and social media platforms as well. Be very, very happy to read your thoughts and ideas or opinions as well. Right, so as a quick wrap up, we've talked today, or let's say tonight, about the latest Emirates mission to the asteroid belt, details about how long is it going to take, and we said that it was going to take 7 years to reach its destination, which is going to take quite some time, to be honest. So that'll be like around 2030 or 2029. We'll see how things go, and I wish the UAE Space Agency all the very best for them to start this amazing mission. We also talked about the four brave volunteers who are going to be NASA's heroes to join them on a simulated version of the red planet Mars, because NASA is seeking for volunteers to spend an entire year in an environment or a replica of planet Mars, and that was definitely interesting news, and we had a very, very light discussion and enjoyed talking about it. We also talked about the two solar system dwarf planets that scientists think that may harbour underground oceans. There are two icy dwarf planets, Eris and Makemake, who are very, very icy, but if you crack that ice, there'll be volcanoes and oceans inside of them, which is simply amazing, and this might mean it's a habitable planet. Even though if it's a dwarf planet, or they're dwarf planets, they're a habitable planet. We also talked about the second full moon of 2024, which started yesterday on Saturday, and you guys have a chance to view the amazing snow moon, which is called the snow moon this month, tonight and tomorrow as well. Right, so that's a wrap up. We provided a summary, let's say, of our main points or topics that we've discussed, and I definitely encourage all of you to mark your calendars for next week for Kalam Astro every Saturday and Sunday, of course, at 7 p.m. I would love that all of us continue that amazing space journey together. So always keep it right here with us on Pulse 95.
The heart of Sharjah. Pulse 95.